Broadcasting live across the internet, this is Psychic Choice Radio. Okay, well, I don't know what's happening. We're here. It's 1 minute past nine on my computer now. And there's five people in the call queue at the moment. I think one we've lost, I'm not sure now. 480, we did have a 519 there, I don't know where they went. 480, I'm not sure whether that's the guest or not. Can never remember the number. I think what's happened there, ladies and gentlemen, is that Queen said that she might be able to help us this evening. And then she's obviously seen that Jennifer was helping this evening. And they both think that they're here second hour, so nobody's going to be here first hour. This is something that really, it's three-way communication block again, because I needed to be saying, which hour are you going to do? And they needed to be telling me. So it was really my fault for not asking, and therefore for not telling me. But because normally what happens is the guest, if they want to do first or second hour, they usually tell me which hour they're going to do. But okay, boo-booed again. Just let me see this one. I'm not sure now because I don't know the area code, so I just have a bear with me. Okay. 480.
Hello, I'm a guest.
It's Jennifer. Okay, so we do have a guest.
I'm a guest.
Sorry? You what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a guest. I'm a just caller. I'm not one of the people speaking.
You're just a caller.
I'm just sitting on the line.
Okay, just a normal. Okay, just a caller. Okay, all right. So. And you know, right. So, Psychic Choice Radio, Radio 1, here with your host, Ken Morris. A lot of people don't think I'm the host. A lot of people think that, you know, I'm just the person that brings the callers in. I don't work for Blog Talk Radio. It's like, you know, I wish I did, because they do make a lot of money with these podcasts. And we're just podcasters, that's all. Just somebody sitting at home doing a podcast. Right. Okay, so we don't have a guest, which is a little bit annoying. What? I don't hear anything. Have we started yet? Well, depends what you mean by we. Because if you're the guest, then I haven't called in yet. I don't know. Okay, just bear with me while I try to sort out what's going on here.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not. Cause I got faith on the heart. I'm going where my heart will take me. I got faith to believe I can do anything. I got strength on the soul, and no one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star.
Okay. try again. I think we might have a guest here now with me. It looks like we might. Let's find out. Okay. Just bear with me. Hello?
Peaceful greetings, Ken.
Hi, Queen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have our first hour guest, I do believe. Jenny's coming in second hour. So, these ladies are very secretive. They do things behind my back, you say. but no, I don't. Okay. So, we have five lovely people. Four. One's gone. Where gone? You need to be back here. Okay. Pat, good evening. Hello, Pat. Pat's not going to answer me now. Oh, dear. Pat, you're on line one.
You're breaking up quite a bit, Ken, too. You're breaking up. Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay. So we've ditched the other thing for now. Let's just see whether I can get some sense out of tonight's show. Okay. Bear with me once again as we try and get things in the right order. Okay, let's try again. Queen, can you hear me now?
Much better.
Much better.
Okay. Let's try again.
Now we have an echo.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Right. Pat, are you there? Pat, are you there? Why the heaven's sake is going on? What's going on tonight that's different? Hello, Michelle?
Hi. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good. At least you can hear me.
So, what's on your mind, on your heart?
Well, I'm kind of sick, so excuse my voice, but I just opened an Etsy store, and I was wondering if you could see how it would do.
Okay. You need to promote it. Don't just depend on Etsy to promote it for you.
Right.
You need to believe that it's going to do good. Have a good, at least 11 items to sell. And what are you selling?
I'm painting rocks with singers on them.
With what on them?
Singers, like rap stars and pop stars and rock stars.
Oh, sounds nice. What's your Etsy store address? Tell us.
It's rap rocks and more.
Rap, R-A-P?
Uh-huh. Rocks and more.
Okay, well, that's one promotion, free promotion for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I
appreciate it.
I would recommend you advertise on Instagram and all the platforms.
A girl is helping me right this week to put it on, to make a Facebook business page and to make an Instagram.
And also, when you make your first purchases, put some incentive in there for people to give you, good comments about your product. It's going to be slow moving because that's just business, but be consistent with it. And I feel you should paint on other things besides rocks. I'm getting pillows some reason.
Okay. I mean, I paint canvas. I paint regular paintings too. This was just something I was trying for Etsy.
Okay. Well, put pillows on there. Put some of your canvas on there. Much to my surprise, I thought Etsy was like low-end items, and it was brought to my attention. I saw some chairs that an artisan had made like $27,000. Well, it gave me a whole different outlook on
wow.
That's what I said. And I mentioned it to another artisan, and they said, yeah, they'd seen expensive things, not quite that expensive. So with that, just, believe. And you might want to try a YouTube channel, something there, because that would allow you to have videos of your work, which I'm getting ready to do. I have a YouTube channel, and put, video of your work there that you can send people to as well to look at some of the pieces that you've done. So it's going to be all right.
It's hard. I mean, I have a regular job too, so it's hard to, put that much time into everything.
Well, it depends on what your priorities are and if you want to keep working a job or whether you want to be successful at your art.
I want to be successful with the art. But I don't want to go broke in the meantime. You know what I mean.
Well, now I want to say to you that adjusting your thought process and whatever time you might look at television or go out and do other things, you might want to consider devoting that time to building your internet business. So that you can be successful with it. But that's up to you, because a job, nothing is guaranteed in this life. And I'm an artisan. I've been one for numbers of decades, and it depends on, where you put the song that they were playing, something about I got faith that I can do anything. And that's what you require, to step out on faith. And believe. You'll be all right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks.
Now, we've only got a very small clock here. Again, because we've only got four people. One of them had just left. That was Michelle. I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me okay now, Queen?
I can. It's much better.
Okay. There's no echo anymore?
No.
Oh, it's gone now. Okay, kind of strange then. A very small call queue we have. All right. No worries. Let's see if Pat's here now.
Was that Pat the same Pat from yesterday?
Pat, are you there? I don't know. Yeah, I think we read for Pat yesterday, yeah. Pat, are you there? Not answering, man. I get worried about Pat, because she's called in and she's not answering. So I don't know what's going on there.
I would have liked to have spoken to her again. I kept her with me in my heart, and I just so if it's her, you know, if she can hear me, I just wanted to say to her, and this is what I would say if she was on the phone, how strong she is and how powerful she is and what an example she is for others.
Yeah, totally. Okay, I don't know where you are, Pat. I don't know whether you put the phone down somewhere to take the dog out or... And then, I think what it takes the dog out in the yard and then come back in later. Oh, right. Okay. So she's gone? Ah, she's gone. Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay. So maybe she's having trouble hearing us. Very strange. She's called off. So there might be a problem with the microphone there. All right. Now, we've got nothing prepared this evening. We haven't put no extra music in or anything for this. So we've got three tracks that we played last night, and we're going to play the same again because it's all we've got at the moment. I didn't put no different music in for tonight because I thought it was going to be busy owing to the fact that we've got two ladies with us. As opposed to once, so I thought, oh, I'm going to be a busy night. You know, people are going to see the write-up and they're going to take notice. But, alas, it's not meant to be. So other shows have taken priority over this one. And, you know, we had people that was... the way my mind is thinking at the moment, that were either truthfully on the loyalty train or they've got off at a stop somewhere along the way. Because if they were truthfully on the loyalty train, then they would be here. But they've taken a stop. And, you know, it seems that they've gone off somewhere else. Because they're no longer giving the loyalty that they were giving before. And it seems strange why that would happen just because of asking for a dollar. You know, it's like, oh, well, we don't really like his style or his shows anymore. Or maybe it's that I have sound problems. Maybe it's that other stations don't. And they've got better quality of sound or something. I don't know. You know. We struggle. I got the basic minimum broadcasting. But we've had good shows. And we've had people say how good the shows have been. So, something has gone wrong. And, you know, over the years that we've been on air, I've been writing out to people and even saying it live on air, tell us what you want from the shows. If we're saying too much about donations, if we're, you know, if we're plugging donations too much, then if you think Ken's getting greedy, or something, asking for donations, then tell me. If you think Ken's getting money orientated by asking for donations, tell me. You know, because there's no money orientation whatsoever here. And, you know, I think we should put price tag back in the studio playlist again, because there is no price tag on these shows. We give, and we keep on giving. You know, to support us is all we ask. You know, it's not a big thing. Anyway, we're going to play some music from last night that we got in the studio, and hopefully we'll get some more callers. 415 has just signed in. 480, we still don't know who you are. It's pitiful looking at an empty studio, really, when we've had 30 callers in a call queue sometimes. You know, it's just really disheartening there. For a weekend show, because the weekends used to be the busiest. But not to worry.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
It sounds good every time you hear that, doesn't it? You know, it's a thing, because we played that as the entrance song coming in last night. Played it again this evening. The second time you've heard that piece of music in today. But, you know, it's a thing, because there's a lot of warmth and meaning in that beautiful song there. You know, as I say, because I think every music has, you know, its place in time, and you know, some music never really fades out. You know, it never goes, it never dies. It's just like there are a number of songs sung by certain singers that linger, and they become immortalized, if you will, in the music that they produced. You know, that's amazing piece of music there. Right. Okay. So I don't know whether Jennifer's going to be with us in second hour or not, but it's looking bleak, is all I can say. Whether they pile in second hour, Jennifer's going to have a very busy hour, or I really don't know. I'm looking at two people, and I'm wondering, should we play more music? Should we go on? What should we do? Because got to try and slow it down. Now, what we could do, what we should do in every show is have a talk, discussion, or whatever about the year or about anything that you like. What can we talk about? What would be a nice subject to talk about when there's very few callers? So I'm going to bring Queen back in just a moment, and I'm sure Queen's full of ideas that we can talk about, you know. The full moon, have we had it, or is it coming? I don't know, because I kind of missed it this week, this month rather. I don't know what's happened, because normally it's a top high, carnival three, which is 60-foot high, and certain times of the year when it moves around like that. Really don't know. Jennifer, what is the number? It says the show hasn't started yet. Wow, the show hasn't started yet. Wow. Okay. It's coming up. Started. So we're not on air. It counts for the fact that we've got no calling. I can enjoy the studio, but I've just got a message from Jennifer, and it says that she's having trouble calling in, so bear with me on this one. Okay. I'm saying a lot of bear with me's tonight. I'll have to buy a bear, and then I won't have to say it. Okay. Okay. Now then, Jennifer should get that number. She should be with us in just a moment. But it's kind of strange now, because I know that we're in Studio One. Jennifer's been with me in Studio One before, but she's having a lot of trouble calling in. Yeah. We're going to try to refresh the browser, so just bear with me and see what happens, because I think there's a problem with the browser there this evening, and we're having all sorts of difficulties. Okay, well, that didn't change a thing. 519. I think Holly's in there now. 519. I seem to recognise the number. Right. Okay, then. I know the cork queue's gone up by one. So it would appear, to all intents and purposes, that we are on air and we can be heard. She's just got no call queue, and Jennifer's having trouble calling in. So whether anybody else is having problems calling in, I don't know. But the call queue is normally a lot bigger than this for a Sunday evening. And it's got nothing to do with Ron not being here, I'm sure. Okay, so no worries. What we'll do, we'll bring Queen back online. I don't know what we're going to do for the next 30 minutes or so. I'm going to have no callers when Jenny gets here. There'll be nobody left. Okay. Right. Oh, dear. I do worry. Okay. Laura, good evening. I worry too much, Queen. That's what it is.
That's true. It is what it is. And before I address this person on the line, I don't know if I'll get to speak to Holly directly, but a few things that she told me when we spoke the other day, and we got an echo again, I just want to tell her that they made sense to me afterwards. You know how sometimes the message doesn't come directly the way you know, it's not clear as a bell, but I was able to interpret some of the things that she said. So I just wanted, and I wanted to be able to tell her that. So I've taken this opportunity to do that, and I thank her. And I was able to decode the way it came through. Now, Laurie, how are you?
Laura.
Laura, how are you?
Laura, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi, I can hear you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Did you hear me ask you a question?
No. Did you want to know what I wanted to know?
No, that's not what I asked you. I asked you, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, now you can tell me what you want to know.
Well, how about just overall? What do you see?
Overall, I'm not claiming to be the all-seeing eye, so you need to narrow it in, girl. Overall, that's very broad, to put it mildly. What do you want? What do you want to know?
Career.
Okay. I see pencils around you. I see books around you. I see a typewriter. A typewriter around you. I see office work. I see you pushing numbers. Pushing numbers. Are you an accountant?
No.
I see you pushing numbers. I see you. That's what I see. Are you good with math? Numbers?
No. No. I'm not.
Well, consider it, because that's what I'm seeing. Writing using pencils. Like working in a small office, like a like a bookkeeper, keeping the records for an office. Do you work at an office? Do you do office work?
Not thing that you're describing, though.
Well, that might be part of a job that comes forward for you, because that's what I'm seeing. You're keeping the books, you're keeping the records. And just because you haven't done it before doesn't mean that you couldn't or wouldn't do it in the future. And it's a small office. Like 3-4 person office. What would you like to do for your career?
Well, that's not really what I'm skilled at to do, anything to do with books or bookkeeping or math. So it doesn't even fit in my level of experience. I wouldn't be able to do it.
What would you like to do for work?
What do you see for me? What do you think I would like to do? What do you pick up besides bookkeeping?
Here we go. What would you like to do? What would be your dream job?
Well, I think that I just asked really I wanted to know what was going on with my career, what you saw for my career. And you said you saw accounting, basically bookkeeping, which is absolutely not in my level of experience, nor something I would ever be comfortable with. So
I'm going to say inventory, but since you can't answer what you would like, so you don't even know what you would like to bring into your vibration. You don't have an idea of what you would like to do.
I do have an idea, but I just don't feel that's the question I asked. So we're not making a connection. That's okay. I'll let you go on to the next caller.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Thank you, though.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Bye. just like I just said, pertaining to Holly and the message that she gave me, and how when she gave it to me, it's funny how things happen. It wasn't clear then. After time, it became clear. I could see some of it. You know, it was like, okay, that's what the message was. You know, so, and I understand that.
Yeah, because it's the same thing. It's that last call had the same twist to it. You know, we don't always see what we're supposed to see at the time that we're supposed to see. You know, it's like hidden from view, seemingly, to a later date. And, you know, it's like they put a veil over things, and then, it could be maybe 2-3 months or even a year down the line, and all of a sudden, bingo, you're thinking, oh, he was right or she was right. And I had always remember a gentleman that was writing a book, and he was an author writing a book, and I saw him putting his first book on the shelf in November, and he said, well, that's impossible, he said, because it's too short. It's too short a time. He said, I haven't even got to the publishers yet. And, I think there was, I didn't know nothing about writing or about publishing or books or anything. And I don't know how long it takes to get a book out there. And anyway, he wrote back to me a year down the line and said, you know, you were exactly right. He said, it was November that the book got published. And he said, even the day and the date was right. And I said, well, don't tell me.
Beautiful.
Tell Spirit, I said, because I can't remember a thing that I said 12 months ago. I said, I can't remember a thing I said a minute ago, never mind 12 months ago.
I hear you. I really can relate to that. But, you know, even more so, again, she wanted me to tell her about her career, and she didn't either want to tell me what she didn't know.
Yeah.
She didn't know what she wanted to do.
Career idea. Well, I'm the same. I must admit, I am the same at the moment. I've been out of work now a long, long time. And, you know, I'm doing this course at the moment, Queen. I haven't got a clue what I want to do. Not a clue. You know, I've come to that point in my life now where I've just exhausted all ideas because all the things I used to do are no longer around.
Well, Ken, it seems to me that what you want to do is this is what you're doing, because this is what you do every day.
Yeah, yeah. I try to, you know, try to influence them now into, because they asked me when I took this course, they said, want you to put down three things that you'd like to do that you've never done before. So when it starts again on Monday now, I'm hoping that that's the way it's going to be, that they'll, you know, that I'll get the help that I need to get into something that that I'm going to enjoy doing, you know, because I've only got 2 years now before I retire. Yeah.
You like helping people. You like talking
mm-hmm.
to people. You like
music.
Yeah.
You
like spiritual things. What else do you like? What from working with this? Doing what you do every day. I mean, what gives you pleasure being here with these people?
It's a great pleasure to be with people. It's a great pleasure to speak with people and to get to know people and to talk to people and you know, get to know their hobbies and interests. And I think we share in spiritual things, because people, I learn more spiritually from listening to other people than I ever knew before, you know. And the thing is, I think we all learn from each other is something, because, you know, you have to have a feeling about spiritual things to be able to talk to people in the first place. But I don't know everything. You know, it's like people assume that I know a lot about spirituality and about spiritual things, but I don't. I know very little, and I'm learning all the time, you know.
We're all learning. But
mm-hmm.
it seems to me that you would be good in counseling, so when they ask you a question tomorrow, tell them you would like to counsel people. It could be drug addiction, it could be children who have different kind of traumas, because you have a lot of compassion. You have a lot
mm-hmm.
of compassion for people. You're very kind. You are very kind. And you're very tolerant. You're very tolerant and very patient and very giving to people. So I think counseling for you would be a good answer for them, one of the answers that you give them, that you would like to counsel people and help people to find their way in life, something that they could offer you that would allow you to do that would be good for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they brought a professional person in at the end of the, what they call the induction days, 2 induction days. And they brought a lady to sit there and speak about what she's got planned for the rest of the 2 weeks. Something that came up was very interesting, because they said that she is like, anybody that wanted to stay in the hotel could have 3 nights accommodation, totally free of charge, and all expenses paid. And I'm thinking, all right. Where's this leading? Because, you know, this has never been on the cards before by any other course that I've ever been on. And it's held in a hotel. It's actually held for 2 weeks in a hotel. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if you want to put me up for 3 nights and give me all my meals, what about the actual course itself? What am I going to get from the actual course itself? How am I going to be able to get a job out of it? And that's all I'm worried about at the moment, because you can give me 3 nights accommodation, all the meals and everything else, but if I don't get a job at the end of it, then, you know, I haven't gained anything.
But you know, while you were saying that, I'm smiling because I remember you saying not that long ago that you haven't had a holiday in a long time.
I know. Yeah, it's kind of strange how it's suddenly come round, you know, because it's like the suggestion is there and the opportunity is there. But, like, the thing is, my wife is diabetic, yeah, and I don't want to leave her on her own, you know.
She can't come with you?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm going to have to inquire about that because it's supposed to be a joint claim on the benefits. So it's a possibility that she might be able to come with me, you know.
Well, look into it.
Would be on his own in the house for 3 nights.
Who would be in the house? Your son?
Yeah, he'd be here for 3 nights on his own. He'd love it. He would play his music at full blast.
Well, you know, I hope it works out.
I'd have a few complaints from the neighbors when I come back, I'm sure.
They'll get over it. 3 days, it's not that long. They would get over it.
They'll get over it.
Wow. I hope it works out that you get to go, that both of you get to go.
Yeah, I tell me it'd be a good thing. You know, the wife said that she wouldn't particularly want to go, but I said, well, why not? You wouldn't have to do anything apart. You get all your meals there. You get top chefs there cooking for you, you know. They're all qualified chefs and everything. And thinking, well, you know.
And speaking of your wife and being diabetic, if she has an interest, there are people who are correcting diabetes through diet. So I'm just putting that out there. And, you know, there's always hope. The first song that you played, I believed it had to do with hope and believing I can do anything. But I know of situations where people have, they've reversed diabetes through their diet. And their mental attitude. You have to believe it can happen. You have to believe that it can happen and that all things are possible. And I'm just putting that out there for her energy and for her spirit and for you.
Yeah. You know, I do believe it can happen, you know, because as you say, I know people that have reversed a far more than diabetes in their life. You know, there's people who have reversed cancer and other major conditions in their life, you know, and they've come back there to prove to others that it can be done. Anyway, I think we'd better bring in Holly. Okay. Holly, are you there?
It's not Holly, it's Jennifer.
This one's
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
This one's Jennifer.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jennifer. Uh-huh. I'm glad you made it because I'm going to bow out and let you take the reins of the momentum moving forward with the show. I'm glad you made it.
Well, if you get any callers like the ones you've been getting. However, when you were giving Laura that message, okay, I was tuning in just because I thought maybe Ken would call me in, but I went, you know what?
No, you were there.
I said it's her own business. So you saw her doing the book. And I saw her doing it for her own business. Who's going to do her books for her own business? No one. She's going to have to do her own. So
I love it.
I got exactly what you got. And then Ken,
I love it.
Her job, Ken, I saw nursing home. You being some sort of, I don't know, maybe you're helping people up and down. Maybe you're, I don't know what you're doing in the nursing home. But you're working with the elderly. So that's what I saw from you, Ken.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful
wow.
Way for you to come in. Nice to meet you, Ken. I'm out of here. Adios, amigos. Check you later. Namaste, people. I'm gonna listen, but I'm off the clock now.
Right. Okay.
Well, you know what? If you're listening, just stay on, Queen, and then, you know, if you're picking up something, just chime in.
Just jump in, yeah. Right, Pat's called back. Oh, Pat's called back. That's lovely. Cork Q's got up by one. Okay, thanks, Queen. Queen's going to stay listening then, and we'll bring Queen in on the end of call there. I didn't know Jennifer was there, and I apologise because I looked at the number, put in the word Holly there in the call box, and left Holly sitting there when it wasn't Holly at all. It was actually Jennifer. Now I'm embarrassed. Okay, right. 480. Hello? Nobody going to answer me now. Okay, they've gone away. Make a cup of tea. Let's say hello to Pat again.
Ken.
Hi,
Pat.
It's a little bit like Mercury retrograde. I couldn't get through earlier. Not sure why. I could hear you. But anyway, hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Pat.
Are you new on Ken's show?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, I was going to give you a warm welcome. Oh, well.
Oh, thank
anyway.
You.
I have two questions, if you want to do both. The first one, well, I'll ask the more urgent one. I'm sort of helping someone that doesn't even know me. Well, I've seen him in the parking lot. I'm a dog lover, and this is the parking lot of my therapist. And my wonderful therapist has office hours on the weekend, so we can bring our dogs so the other therapists don't complain in the building. I saw this guy for the first time a couple of weeks ago with this wonderful Border Collie mix. Yesterday, I saw him leaving, carrying him, and my therapist said he's got Lyme disease and he cannot move other than his head. So
no.
I said to her on the way out, can I give him money? He evidently has no money. And she said, no, it'll work out. And in the meantime, my dog, I've given my dog supplements. He's in his second bout with Lyme, and I think he's, again, doing well. He's had other tick-borne diseases. Anyway, I looked online, one of my favorite sort of very eccentric researchers, and ended up buying a remedy for him, and this woman is so kind. When I told her the situation, she's putting in an extra bottle, which is so nice. And I'm also buying a book of someone that's pretty respected in curing Lyme disease or having protocols. Anyway, I'm interfering. I can't help it. But do you have any indication on how this dog is going to be, how he's going to fare?
I know that the diagnosis is Lyme disease, but I don't feel that it is Lyme disease. So I feel like it's something completely different. So trying to cure the Lyme disease, I don't feel like that's what it is. Now, you know, I'm no doctor, but I have been known to be a medical intuitive at times. And because I'm not seeing, I don't see a tick. I don't see anything that would have caused Lyme disease. And I feel like this dog hasn't been exposed to it. I feel like it's more of an arthritis type thing. It's more of not like an ACE, like an ACS. Something to do with me. I know the dog, it's just a dog. I don't know if it's her head, is it only that it's going to move? But I don't see Lyme disease. I just don't see it. But, you know, that's what I'm getting there. Will the dog be okay? I do feel that the dog is going to be like, today, it's just going to be fine again.
It's so hard to hear you. It's almost impossible. I hear that you don't think it's
Lyme. I'll try putting my headset in. I feel like the dog will just one day take a complete about face and be fine. Be walking, fine. Like nothing was ever wrong with it. Which would not be a result, like if it was Lyme disease, that they don't get better from it. No, it's treated. I feel like one day the dog will just be fine. Like nothing had happened. Did you hear that?
I'm sorry, the connection's so bad. You're saying the dog will be fine one day?
Yeah. Ken, can you hear me or no?
He's gone.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm okay. I can hear you fine, Jennifer. I can hear you as well, Pat. No worries.
Okay.
Just
breaking up on and off. Sort of like underwater. You say arthritis. There are other types of Lyme disease, ehrlichiosis, Ebosa, and so on. Do you think it's any of those, or absolutely nothing to do with this disease?
I don't feel like it's Lyme disease. I'm not seeing Lyme disease. I'm seeing something different, not caused by a virus, not caused by bacteria. It's not caused by anything external. It's an internal malady that the dog has, and one day will wake up and be as right as day. You can treat the dog for Lyme disease, but that's what I'm getting. I'm not getting Lyme disease with this dog. I just don't. That's not what I'm getting. So he may think it is. That might be what the vet's diagnosed. But I don't think that's what it is. And I don't think, and what I'm also feeling is that there's nothing, the dog will fix itself. There's nothing external that needs to be done for this dog except the love that this man is giving this dog. And the care that he's giving it. I feel like just one day you'll just see the dog walking around again. But, you know, keep us posted. Okay, what's question number two, Pat?
I've just been going through a huge, huge transformation. And if you can say anything about it, the last week I've been, a couple of weeks I've been lost. You know, I'm heading into healing and that's making me lost. And oftentimes I think I'm not getting anywhere, or the negativity that's coming up is the real me, rather than thinking or being grateful that it's coming up and leaving. You know, I don't know what's going on. I'm just lost.
It's like you want to change, but you're still holding on to the past. You've put yourself in this pain body that you've just been in for the last however many years. And even though energetically you've shifted, you're trying to drag that pain body along with you. Like, have you reduced the amount of medication that you're taking? Because I feel like there's a lot less medication in you.
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, I feel like there's less medication, and I feel like your outlook should be brighter because your whole mind has shifted and your soul's shifted, but you're grasping on, and you want to... You're afraid to let go of the old you.
Okay.
It's you've taken all the right steps, but part of you is so used to the old you that you can't change.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to. You can change, but you're choosing not to because it's familiar to you. And I feel like your sleep's been better. I feel like you've got more energy. There's all these things that are showing you you're on the mend, but you're still grasping to the old you.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you? Do you know why you're doing that?
Honestly, I didn't think I was doing that. I thought, you know, I was making big steps letting it go and not holding on to it. And, you know, I'm conscious that we get used to where we're at and, you know, really trying to let go. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else I can do to let go.
Just say, this is the new me. This is new me. The past is the past. Right now, this is who I am. And, you know, take on the world, because what you're doing, what you've been doing, is holding your light in and hiding it. And now it's time for you to show the world how great you are and how wonderful and caring and giving you are. And just embrace that. Look for the opportunities for you to shine your light and give to people. Volunteer,
yes.
You know, go touch that dog, you know, if you see it, tuck your hands on it. You can heal. The healing that you have is just as good as anyone else's.
Yeah, I'd love to, but because of, you know, privacy, I can't even.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
there's no privacy.
But I'll pray for him.
You can. Don't stalk him. But if you do see him, say, oh, can I get your dog?
Yeah.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, there is. There is privacy issues. So, but really, just move into the new you. Move into and embrace the energy. Embrace, you know, all the good things that you've been doing.
Yeah, okay.
And just
all right,
close
thank
the door
you.
To. Yeah. You're welcome. Take care, Pat.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Now, we're having a few problems on the line. I'm getting some weird, strange feedback from somewhere. I don't know what it is, but during Pat's call there with Jennifer, it's almost as though some whispering going on in the background on a different line. So something very odd going on there this evening. Okay. We have callers calling in, so the call queue is building up slowly but surely. 480, we have called you but you never answered. We're going to take a little break because we can. Well, we've got time to, because we're looking at 50 minutes on the clock and there is only two more callers at the moment, so it's going to try to ease the show out as much as possible here. Otherwise we'll be going in the next 10 minutes and we don't really want to do that, so, you know, try and ease it out. But I've got a strange feeling that everybody's going to call within the next 10 minutes or so, and then we'll be inundated with callers at the end, but I don't know why that should be. I think what would be a nice piece of music might be this one here. Muzzy Lady has not been at all well just lately, and is not ready to return with us just yet. but we're still sending a lot of healing out towards Mossy Lady, Ron, of course, goes without saying. And, you know, we've had so much trouble, if you like, with our show guests over the past 12 months or so, where they've not been able to come and do the shows with us through various conditions that they have or illnesses. So we continue to send them healing. So this piece of music is from Mossy Lady, as that.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap, still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
Well, I don't know what's on that piece of music for the next 4 minutes, but it says in the studio that that piece of music is supposed to run for 8 minutes and 7 seconds. I can assure you it doesn't. I have to find it again. Right, okay. Now, we had somebody calling on 917. And they've disappeared. 480 was screened a little earlier. And I do apologise because we never got the name. So, okay, 44 minutes of live air still to run and only one caller left. So what are we going to do now? Okay, right. Now, you will see in the show write-up that we've had two guests this evening, not one. We try to do this whenever possible. Bringing you guests, like Jennifer and Queen, and guests from all around the world, you know, they all have their own gifts and their own modalities, sort of thing. And we've brought you many guests from many places, but you know, they all give their time freely to be with us on the show. They don't get nothing. And so when the donations are sent to support the station, nobody gets anything. It goes back into keeping the shows going. Yeah? So we need those donations to continue coming in. Keep the shows going for as long as you want them. If we don't get the donations, then the show will inevitably finish and dwindle out. And I'm looking at the empty cork here over the past 2 to 3 nights, and it would appear that we're overdoing the donation thing. Asking for help seems to be a problem these days. It's like you're calling into a show asking for help. It's like we're asking for your help. But it's a strange scenario that, you know, as you're asking for help and we're giving it for nothing, that you can't help us to help you by, you know, supporting the running costs of the station. Nothing runs on fresh air, you know. To run a show like this, it's really pennies per show. But when you've got nothing and it's a hobby and an interest, then those pennies mean the world to me, you know. It's a hobby and an interest that we've turned into more than that over 6-7 years now. We've turned it into something that's become greatly respected and appreciated by a wide audience. And we seem to have lost that audience recently because we're asking for a small donation to support us. I'm not sure whether it's because we're asking, but I am thoroughly aware that there are other shows like this out there. And if there are other shows like this out there that are doing nothing but, you know, reading for you freely and bringing you psychic messages and not asking for donations all the time. I think what's happened here is that the show's become boring for you because we're asking for your hard-earned cash. We're asking for $1, you know, to support us. And it's become boring to your mind. Why does it hurt so much to part with $1? It's because the other shows are not asking for anything. That's why people have drifted off and gone to the other show. It's acceptable because it's acceptable in the fact that this is Psychic Choice Radio. And we know from the outset, we've said it many times, that you have that choice. But you know, loyalty in my heart speaks volumes. And when people that don't call in very often do the most donating, and it seems very strange that that should happen. And we're even getting bigger donations from the readers themselves. And I'm thinking, why should they be supporting the show more than the callers? It's because they appreciate the opportunity to use a platform like this at Blog Talk Radio. It's not Ken's show. It's not Jennifer's show. It's not Queen's show. It's your show. Yeah? And you should feel a part of that. Not in a respect that you want to donate, but why take your loyalty away because we're asking for support? This is what hits home to me. This is what I can't get my head around, why you would take that loyalty away at a time when we need it most. We've built up a great friendship with the people that call in. And the regulars that call in, we've built up a friendship. And, you know, we've got to know the callers and listeners. But there are ones that call in regular and never, ever donate. And they know who they are. And they've drifted, those are the ones that have drifted away. And it's easy to speak about loyalty, but it's harder to do. You know? And we can all speak about how we are helping people. I might not be helping your heart or your mind or even your soul this evening by simply asking for your support. You know, but I can't honestly see what's demoralizing asking for a donation. If I was saying you will pay, and if I was to set up a conference show somewhere else other than Blog Talk Radio where you would have to pay to call in, which can be done. But I doubt whether anyone would follow. I doubt whether anybody would come there. Because we've had 30 plus callers in the call queue on a lot of the shows that we've put out. You know? And to have that many callers on a conference call where you'd have to pay $5 or more to enter, I can't really see that happening. If I was to turn around and say, I'm okay now, I've won the lottery, I don't need your dollar anymore, you'd be piling in and asking me for a dollar and a lot more to boot. But anyway, okay, so we've got one caller still after all that rabbiting, still only one caller. I think what we'll do, we'll take the one call, and if no other callers call in, we'll call it a day. So let's bring Jennifer back in, and we're going to take a 480.
Hello, 480. Hello. Ken, are you there?
Still on a month, am I?
Ken, are you there?
Just want to know your area code is 480. We're calling area code 480. Hello? Okay, nothing. You got nothing? Jennifer, I think what we're going to do, we're going to call it because it seems like it's a dead night, to pardon the pun. But, it's looking that way. When it is for the past 15 minutes or so now that I've been rabbiting on, and there's not one person called in. So, going to call it, Jennifer. There's a much point to be called. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for trying anyway. Okay. Jennifer Evans, ladies and gentlemen. Queen there in the first hour. Jenny's been with us for just over an hour now, 40 minutes, I think. We're going to finish up, sadly, and call it a night. If you do want to support us and you do enjoy the show, tomorrow evening, tune in again, see who we've got, because I'm not sure myself at the moment. But we will be here if we have a guest.
Giving up and giving in, tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost, tell me, will the stars align, will heaven step in, will it save us from our sin, will it, cause this house of mine stands strong, that's the price you pay, leave behind your heart. In the past, knowing we are the youth, caught until the beast out of wood without the peace, face a bit of the truth.